Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for February 1st to the 6th, 2014. This week, Israeli leaders criticized U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry for his mediation efforts in the peace process. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks targeting Palestinians this week leave dozens injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. At least 40 Palestinian civilians were injured on Friday as Israeli soldiers attacked nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Anna Franzowicz with the details.
Around 42 Palestinian civilians were injured and dozens were kidnapped as Israeli troops attacked the village of Ain Hajla in the Jordan Valley. Palestinian activists had set up Ain Hajla village last week on land that the Israeli state is planning to take over to use for illegal settlements in the Jordan Valley. According to activists, soldiers stormed the village and violently attacked people there, injuring 42, and then forced all of the people into buses and drove them away from the village. All activists were released near Ramallah on Friday morning. Witnesses say that Israeli troops also attacked journalists and forced them out as well. Later on Friday afternoon, anti-wall and settlement protests were organized in the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Blaine, Nelain, Central West Bank, and Al-Masra village in Southern West Bank. In Blaine and Nelain, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate of the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. At the nearby village of Al-Nabi Saleh, soldiers stopped the protests before leaving the village. Later, soldiers stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes, causing damage. For IMEMC News, this is Anna Frenzovich.
This week, the Palestinian Authority rejected the recognition of Israel as a Jewish state. Meanwhile, Israel's leaders attacked U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry over a framework agreement the latter has proposed. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari has more.
Two Palestinian negotiators, Saeb Erekat, met this week with U.S. peace envoy Martin Indyk in the West Bank city of Jericho. Erekat informed the U.S. official about Palestinians' refusal of continued Israeli settlements construction on occupied Palestinian territories. U.S.-led peace efforts in the region have not so far bridged the gap between the two sides, as Israel insists that Palestinians should recognize a Jewish state. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has made it clear that a Jewish state on the lands of Palestine would undermine the Palestinian people's right to return back to original towns occupied by Israel back in 1948. Meanwhile, Israeli officials attacked Abbas for his refusal and slammed U.S. John Kerry for the latter's proposed framework agreement that would guarantee a Palestinian state on 1967 border lines. Abbas had suggested a demilitarized Palestinian state once agreed upon. In a related news, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza and the Islamic Jihadi group led this week protests in northern Gaza condemning the Kerry proposal and demanding Abbas to halt what both factions termed aimless negotiation process that would hijack the Palestinian people's rights to return and to Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. In another development, the Islamist Hamas party in Gaza said it is going ahead with some conciliation-related moves like allowing entry into the territory of some Fatah leaders. As of this week, four prominent Fatah leaders, including Nabil Shaath, visited the coastal enclave on ways to reach an understanding with the rival Hamas. The Islamist Hamas and the secular Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas have split since 2007, 1 year after Hamas won parliamentary elections. Hamas and Fatah have different political agendas. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
The Israeli army this week carried out more than 72 invasions into Palestinian communities in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli troops kidnapped 58 Palestinians during invasions targeting the West Bank. IMEMC's Iman Abidrabbu Bannoura reports.
The Israeli army invasions and kidnappings were focused in the northern West Bank cities of Jenin and Nablus, in addition to Ramallah city and Jerusalem, as well as the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Among those kidnapped this week by Israeli soldiers from the West Bank, there were 3 children. In the meantime, on Monday, Israeli settlers kidnapped 2 Palestinian men from the village of Jaba, near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. According to local sources, the settlers kidnapped the 2 men as they were herding their sheep just outside the village. The settlers released the 2 civilians hours later after beating them up, local sources said. Later in the week, 5 Palestinians were injured on Tuesday when dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded the Al-Arub refugee camp north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron and clashed with local youth. Troops fired dozens of rubber-coated metal bullets, gas bombs, and concussion grenades, wounding the 5 Palestinians, while several others suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Furthermore, scores of soldiers were extensively deployed at the entrance of the camp, especially during evening hours, and harassed residents trying to enter or leave it. One resident was injured on Wednesday when Israeli military vehicles invaded Al-Fara'a refugee camp in the Tubas district, northern West Bank. Elsewhere on Wednesday, the Israeli army demolished a Palestinian-owned home and partially demolished another at the town of Sur Baher, south of occupied East Jerusalem. In Gaza this week, a number of armored Israeli military vehicles carried out a limited invasion into an area east of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip on Thursday. Eyewitnesses have reported that 4 armored bulldozers and a number of military vehicles stationed at the Safa military base across the border invaded the Palestinian neighborhood of Al-Fakhari, bulldozed and uprooted farmlands. Israeli drones were flying over the area during the invasion. The soldiers also fired rounds of live ammunition at several farmers, forcing them out of their lands. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abidrabbu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for February 1st to the 6th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.